Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We do this show each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, and let me tell you one thing right now, sir, I like doing it. My name is Nick Scarpino. Joining me today is the master of disaster, the gruesome Greg himself, Mr. Greg Miller. How are you?
Yay!
Yeah, buddy, that's
what Let's I like do to talk a fucking
about.
Show!
That's what I like
it's
to talk
Friday!
About.
Kevin, let me hear you in the there back of the room! Louder, Kevin! Cry louder! Cool, Greg, give me something cool!
Let's get it!
Yeah! Tim Geddes is a bitch!
That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Geddes, in fact, is a bitch. That's what we like to say here.
Someone's got to be out there delivering the Bible truth, and if it's got to be me, it's got to be me. Here's what I want to point out.
So much spit.
Here's what I want to point out.
On my computer right now.
I was talking a good game, remember, yesterday on the show about my workout tights and how much the limberness they gave me. Mm-hmm. Today, wearing corduroys.
Yeah.
I have better range of movement in these as well. So if you see me on the streets, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to start shit, remember, I can kick really high. Period.
Yeah.
Period, he's I can only, kick really high.
I would estimate.
Period.
He's only
full
got about.
Full stop. I can kick really high.
I'm going to go on a limb and estimate. He's got about three of those kicks in him before he gasses
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but how high can he jump is my thing. Like, can
Thank
he
you,
it on
Kevin. Now, again, if you guys want to clear the table and hold down the corners.
We sure don't.
Oh my God, that would not have done you it. Are,
I need
it.
The I do you need the workout tights for that. I do need the bike and tights to get up there.
Half a foot away from success on that jump.
All right, you know what?
You are a half a foot away from a fucking
big old Michael
contusion.
Jordan didn't just come out and fucking slam a jam. He had
did.
To learn to slam
he
a
no,
jam.
No, he was 16 and just, hey, I can do this. I'm athletically inclined.
100%.
No one else can do it. He just had a natural ability. You got to work at it.
I'm telling you, I have the natural ability to hop on this table.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode. The Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by MeUndies. We're going to get to them a little bit later. A couple small things before we get into housekeeping. Kevin? No, not yet. Not yet. We got a fun little surprise for everyone today, and I'm super jacked on it. This is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We do this each and every day here, 11 a.m., twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. It's a live show. If you want to be in the chat right now, that is super fantastic. If you want to be a chat subscriber, you can go to Amazon Prime, use that Prime account. Twitch, yes. You get if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. I gave mine to Teddy Chinaris, and let me tell you how grateful
Kenny
he was.
Kenny Chesney.
Teddy Chinaris. No. I'm using his real fucking name on
Teddy
this.
Chinaris came out of fucking Battleborgs.
I gave it to him 2 days ago. Zero communication. Mm-hmm. Zero mm-hmm. thanks. Mm-hmm. Zero, hey, Nick, you're awesome for shouting me out in the community.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this show and allowing me
sure.
to exist.
Yeah.
Without you, I'd have zero life.
Right.
And nobody would care. But
Fuck
now you
Teddy
care about
Chinaris.
Me. And Teddy Chinaris...
Still nothing.
I'm just saying, bro.
Teddy Chinaris still saying nothing to you.
I am just saying, bro. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk a little bit of news, and then we're going to go into a Super Trooper 2 review. Me, Tim, and big old Kev Dog saw that yesterday.
Wait, we got a problem here in the chat.
We have some thoughts.
We got a problem in the chat. One of our mods, Zyger, is out there hitting
Never
the Mubot command to promote Teddy Chinaris. Stop promoting him if he doesn't comment.
Clearly.
If he's never given... Here's the thing. When someone
Preach.
Like Nick Scarpino, the champ, subscribes to your... Twitch channel. You
yeah.
know what you do? You come and kiss the ring sometime.
Yeah.
And he has not kissed the ring, mm-hmm. which means he now owes us a subscription.
Snowbike Mike, when I subscribed to him, blew me. That's what happened.
Jesus.
He actually, not, I mean, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, okay.
He reached out and he said, I will go down on you whenever you need me to, I promise. That's what he said to me.
I don't think that.
One time I made
that.
Eye contact with Cheeks Jr., mm-hmm. he stood outside the office till we called the police.
Yeah. yeah.
That's dedication.
That's
Teddy Chinaris? He's a fucking phony.
I'm just
fucking
saying.
Phony.
I am just saying. Okay, before we get into our Super Troopers 2 review, which I'm assuming is going to be great, and some fun news for Greg Miller, ladies
Finally.
And gentlemen,
you know,
it's housekeeping time.
Housekeeping?
Come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God! What kind of hotel is this?
Top on housekeeping today, ladies and gentlemen, is kindafunny.com/tickets. You have approximately 10 days left. I'm not sure how many days are in April, but the days are numbered. You have till April 30th to get early bird tickets to our prom, which is happening in San Francisco on June 30th, 2018. Do not be that person who gets the tickets one day late and then complains that they're $10 more.
Oh, I would have bought them earlier, but I didn't know.
And let me tell you, we're selling tickets here. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a whole weekend of events. We haven't even announced all of them yet. We will probably shortly, I'm sure, at some point before the prom happens, but that's not my purview. My purview is just to tell you about this. So make sure you go over to it, kindoffunny.com/tickets, get your ticket for prom. It is fan-frickin-tastic. Kevin.
What's up?
Before we get into the next housekeeping thing, I need you to bring up this Instagram picture. The one that I put at the top of the thing.
So this that's isn't housekeeping. Right, this is just a picture from Instagram you want to check.
Well, it's kind of housekeeping. He's reminding everyone that he's still the champ.
I did that earlier. Why is Nick underscore Iano 13 saying, suck it, Greg? And why is Brian M, that's a weird one, says, picture tomorrow, not Greg's.
Yeah. I don't know why everyone's so negative about
the, what 703 is... likes.
Yeah.
That's a lot for you.
I'm kind of a big deal.
One day ago.
Click on his thing and see how many people follow Nick Scarpino.
Not nearly enough.
30.
Yeah, I crested 30.
You are 3,000 away from everyone who follows you liking that. No, that's not how math works.
No.
No, sorry, I was off.
I would need 30,000.
Sorry. Yeah. That would be close to what? More. That would be close to having 10%.
Yeah. Which is still very impressive. It's a high number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God, why don't you use Instagram more? Why do you hate the gram? I love the gram.
I love the gram. I just...
Everybody at Game Over Greggy, I'm putting up a photo in it. Stop fucking showing right shit
there.
Like this.
There he is.
And it's the normal thing where you're being a cheeser champ. You're a paper champ. You want it and you're not putting it out anywhere.
Nobody's,
what,
nobody's
Kevin?
Do you see how many likes he has? Is that weird that he also has 2,700? I'm calling bots.
Is this some kind of fucking scam Nick's got going where it's just an auto goes up that many?
I'm just really dope at Instagram.
It's a great picture, by the way, Nick.
Great picture.
Now, not the Lylanzer at work says, quote, yeah. A true champ doesn't have to keep telling everyone he's the champ, end quote, Ned Stark, he thinks.
Mm. Mm. Ned Stark died like a bitch.
That's true.
So, why don't you go?
Nick is calling him like he sees him.
You take your stupid comment, not the Lysander at work, and cram it back where the sun don't shine.
Remember me.
Because I'm champ. And Teddy Chinaris needs to kiss the fucking ring.
Kiss the fucking ring,
all
Teddy.
I'm talking about Teddy Chinaris.
All this promotion for you.
And nothing. Still nothing. Did I get a message from it? No, nothing. I'm just saying, when everyone out there subscribes to our channel using their Amazon Prime account,
we thank them each individually.
Every day we thank them.
You know? Every day we thank
you. Every single solitary day. All right, more housekeeping news. Spider-Man Homecoming MCU in review is up. If you guys want to stay current with us, watch Thor Ragnarok this weekend. That will go live on Tuesday over at youtube.com/kindoffunny. And guess what? It's the last one. We have come full circle. 18 movies. I don't count Infinity War because the whole thing is leading up to Infinity War.
Well, what about the post show? The shows we're doing after Infinity War. There's shows after Infinity War.
We'll get excited about that in a week. These people
are just making it.
Let me tell you something right now.
You're saying stuff and they're going to unsubscribe and go away, man.
Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah, I'm listening.
People have the attention span of small children on fucking Ativant. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know what Ativant is.
Adderall.
As a drug.
That's what I meant to say. Adderall.
Adderall makes you focus, I thought.
Adderall makes you crazy. It's speed, it makes you want to do crazy shit.
Okay.
Maybe this is analogy is not working. How about this? Small children on cocaine. You got to give
I'll
them.
Give you that.
You
got
to give
that.
Them just a little bit at a time. Sure. I like to get them excited. Who the fuck can remember shit that's happening 2 days from now or 2 days ago? Who cares?
Nobody can.
I'm not gonna tell people, hey, we might do Harry Potter after this, or hey, we might do Star Wars after this. They're gonna forget about it.
Every Superman movie.
Get jacked. Oh, I'd love to.
God, look at that. It's coming in.
I know.
You know what I mean? Out? Well, I mean, the bike into work, but that works the legs.
That gets you. A little
shoulder
workout.
I do a lot of this on the bike.
Yeah, you get good back workout working out. Next housekeeping thing, the final match.
Championship, it's
the
here.
The championship match of the Kind of Funny tourney.
Yes.
The Kind of Funny Best Friends tournament is happening right now.
Let's
and
put Barb in the fucking ground, everybody.
Has already pulled ahead. It's B. Dockelman versus Elise Willems over at Funhouse. Who are you going to vote?
I voted Elise.
Did you really?
Here's the thing. I love Barb. Barb has been a fan. And I love Elise, obviously. Both have been fantastic contributors to Kind of Funny. Mm-hmm. The shows they're on have been great. They've been great personal friends.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Barb beat DiGiorno, and that's unforgivable. So now she has to be put the fuck down. Did she also beat Xavier too?
Yeah.
That one I can.
No, no, no.
I mean,
I thought Elise beat Xavier. Or was Barb?
Let's look at the little thing we got here. We can go backwards. Oh, you're right. Yeah, no. Elise beat Xavier.
See, I told you.
But that's forgivable. That's okay.
She put Xavier in the fucking ground.
Yeah, but now somebody's got to stop Barb Dunkelman, and if it's got to be Elise Willems, fine.
Let's go, Barb.
No, no!
Elise, everybody can win. We're all good friends.
We are all good friends. Of course, the Kind of Funny first annual best friend tournament of the show thingamajig. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. It's just a dumb Twitter thing. Is born out of the fact that we have 33 best friends we love very much.
Yeah.
That we wanted to honor and have fight each other.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we love them all. That's a great point. But the point of the matter is that Barb beat DiGiorno, and that can't pass. And now Elise has to beat Barb.
It reminds me of that.
Barb's better than DiGiorno, though.
It reminds
let's
me
not
of that.
Talk crazy.
Yeah, Daniel's better. Oh my God, shut up.
Who gives you free pizza all the time?
I can't find those fucking pizzas anywhere.
No, they literally send the pizzas here. They deliver and they don't even deliver. That's in their fucking tagline that they don't deliver.
We don't deliver. We're better than deliver.
Look, dude. You know?
I do know. That's a great point, Andy.
Also, Andy,
really
you could use those coupons for anyone.
It doesn't work, Kevin.
I've done it multiple times.
Yeah, but you're a little shifty fucking guy, dude.
Well, I just went up there.
Wow, that almost got racist, though, right?
I just went up there and I was
you
like,
almost said
it. You know he wanted it. He wanted to drop some kind of Peruvian slur in there.
Some horrible,
Kevin, what's a Peruvian slur?
What do they call?
Actually, you know what? Don't tell me because then I'll don't do that.
We don't know.
I like to do it. I like to do the normal way. Kind of funny. Uses slurs where we don't know their slurs and we say them in common language. And somebody's be like, "No, dude, you can't say." Like, "Oh fuck, really?"
Yeah.
Let's keep that going. Let me know that.
Does that have anything to do with pineapples? No. Is that anything? What about slots?
Well, I mean, pineapple's an insult.
Is it?
Well, I mean,
if I called you my little pineapple, would that be weird?
In Spanish?
No, just the literally how I said it.
No, well, yeah, I mean,
it would be probably offensive calling me your little guinea pig.
Oh, okay. Would you be my little guinea pig?
People eat guinea pigs, don't
they? I know, that's why.
They do?
It's a natural delicacy.
Yeah, it's a Peruvian thing.
Do they eat sloths?
Well, because in the Andes, it's hard to grow any animal that,
well,
like,
what do they eat in New Guinea?
People.
Cows.
People.
Yeah, they eat cows. Yeah.
Kev, can you do me a favor? On this here Twitter profile thing, can you click? I don't know who is our worst enemy. We did the NIT of hatred yesterday.
I don't know.
I couldn't vote.
I couldn't vote.
I know you couldn't vote, but I want to just scroll down and let me see. Who won our hatred? Who is the worst enemy of Kinda Funny? Chardonnay. That's surprising.
That's weird. That's weird to me.
I was talking about this yesterday that I thought for sure Chardonnay was too much of a in-joke thing
with wine people?
Tim and Gia and Joey Noel and my wife.
Why do they?
But then it is. And then Andy was trying to tell me yesterday Pepsi's not bad.
Oh, well, yeah, Andy, we all know that Andy needs to be fired.
He tries to be cool.
I don't get the hate of Chardonnay. Pepsi, I get because
You don't drink wine.
I drink wine every once in a while.
You don't.
Sure, I do.
I've never seen you drink wine.
Thank you.
I drink wine every once in a while.
I've seen you drink beer. Ew. I would say
I've seen you drink beer.
I don't think I've had a beer
since my bachelor party.
I don't think I had beer at your bachelor party.
No? Didn't you have like 14 beers?
I had a cocktail. I had cocktails.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Proud of you, man.
Thanks, man.
Greg,
I don't like the taste of beer. Chardonnay, on the other hand, tastes a little sweet, and I like that. I like that taste. This is the thing I have. This is the problem I have with real winos, like we got in the next room over there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying who. I'm not saying names. Andy. I'm just saying they like the shot of alcohol to their mouth without any of the actual taste. Chardonnay tastes way better than red wine.
Oh, you're fucking crazy.
If you put Chardonnay and red wine and a cab in front of some cabs, taste like shit.
Where the fuck is Andrea Renee? She's supposed to be here for the show, for the next show.
Who cares? All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for housekeeping. Were you calling her?
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to me.
You have to, you know, I mean, you can just.
No, no, we'll wait now. You're calling her. There you go. Yeah, there she
is. Well, she's driving a car here, probably.
Well, that's because she knows what's coming. She's probably listening to the show on a radio right now.
I don't think that's possible.
And she knows she's going to be dead wrong about this. What was that?
I hung up thinking that was voicemail. I'm pretty sure that was her.
That was her.
But it did also. Hi. Whatever, we'll wait for her to get here.
Yeah, she'll talk.
On to the first story.
All right, first story. A few new details on Ant-Man and the Wasp have emerged with a couple fun images as well. Let's scroll in here. This is from Slash Film.
Have you seen these images?
I have not seen these images. Have you seen them, Kevin?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Let's scroll down and take a look.
There's one that is him on an ant, that is her as the Wasp.
There you go. Now, you think they would just give him wings also, but that's not how this works.
That's a joke. That's a joke in the movie.
I understand, but it's also just lazy filmmaking.
All I want to know is where is it on the motherfucking timeline? Does this confirm?
We don't know that, but we have confirmed some details here. Evangeline Lilly talks a little bit about how the crux of her character's story arc in this is going to be about going back and finding her mom in the quantum.
Michelle Pfeiffer,
the original Wasp from the quantum realm. Quote, Scott entered the quantum realm in the first film and came back, which is something they thought was impossible, Lily says. The question has arisen, can Janet come back? So the entire film, her character is hell-bent on finding a way to get to the quantum realm and bring her back.
Now here's what I'm going to toss out there.
Yeah, that ant's got a great ass.
And maybe I'm wrong, the ant has a great
ass? Look at that fucking pooper on that thing.
Here's what I'm going to toss out.
What?
Do you find it weird? I think it would have been an interesting wrinkle. I'm sure they'll play with this in the movie.
Sure.
But I feel like in the quantum realm, time would move differently.
Yeah.
So with all due respect to Michelle Pfeiffer, shouldn't they cast a 25-year-old, 30-year-old, whatever Hank Pym's, whatever she would have been. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, they would have been the contemporary. Yeah, with my early 30s, late 20s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. Interesting question.
That's and maybe they still will play with that. Maybe
if
she'll.
If time doesn't move differently, then, like, wouldn't she have, like, starved to death?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing is I think that's a great point of starving to death. Yeah, I think that time probably doesn't move, right? Like,
that's what I would have thought, too.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. If there's a cat in a box, Kevin, and you don't know if the cat's dead or alive, is
great
it both simultaneously dead and
Do
alive and hungry?
Do you know how the Schrodinger cat
And it's
thing
hungry.
Goes?
If, is the cat
there's
hungry?
A thing of poison.
Has the cat
there's a
eaten?
Thing of poison. There's a 50% chance the poison has gone off.
Yeah.
So at that
the
point.
The poison has gone off.
Yeah. So like the like a little bomb, let's say, like a
capsule.
Little tiny capsule that's
a cat bomb.
Ready to pop.
Shaped like a toy.
Okay. And there's a 50% chance it's popped. So at that point, you don't know if the cat is alive or dead. Once you open it, it is revealed whether it's alive or dead. Okay.
I heard.
Sorry to hang up on you.
No, it's okay. I was literally just parking.
It went long enough where I was like, oh, this is going to be your voicemail. And then as I went to hang up, I was like, wait, she said, hi, Greg. I was like, oh, fuck. I doubt her voicemail starts this way.
Now, I've got some questions for you.
Here we go.
Okay.
This is my question for you. Why do people insist that Chardonnay doesn't taste delicious?
Because it tastes like garbage.
It tastes like sweet nectar of grapes.
It tastes like grape juice. Like licking the inside of a piece of wood.
He just said that Chardonnay is better than any red wine.
What?
I said it tastes better than any red
wine. You clearly
from
haven't
just
had
a
red wine.
Sweetness taste factor. It tastes sweet. It tastes good. Red wine tastes like alcohol and tannins. That's all it tastes like.
You clearly have not had good red wine.
I used to work at a restaurant.
Doesn't matter.
Where we would do samplings
the Olive
of
Garden.
$100 to $200 bottles of wine. It was called the Olive Garden. No.
Is there even a $200 bottle of wine available to buy at the Olive Garden?
At the Olive Garden? No. I mean, we'll find out today.
You want to treat your family like that.
Best friends must work at the Olive Garden and can let us know. Listen, here's my thing.
Yeah, what's your thing?
You're allowed to like something that's bad.
She says, but I think what you're saying when you said allowed to like something that's bad is that you're not respecting my opinion on this subject.
Well, that's also true, but I cannot respect your opinion, but you're still allowed to have it.
Sure. Just like Andy is still allowed to like Pepsi over Coke because he's a monster and he should die.
That might have been a broad stroke. I'm not sure if that's what he said.
I don't think Andy likes Pepsi.
He doesn't
that much.
Hate Pepsi.
I think he
Pepsi's
likes
not
Pepsi
bad,
more
he
than Coke and yeah, he's a monster and
should
die.
It's the lesser of two evils, so to speak. Yeah.
Uh huh. But I just don't get the hate for the king of white wines,
Chardonnay.
Which is the Chardonnay.
No, I'm not going to dispute that Chardonnay is
the king
of white wines.
And we have some wonderful Chardonnays, California Chardonnays here in California. Wonderful, wonderful, that I've heard of. I've never had any of them. Couldn't name one of them right now.
You're like
maybe a silver.
Away from Napa. Go up this weekend.
I drive past Jacuzzi. Too many carbs. There's one place called Jacuzzi.
There are better California Sauvignon Blancs.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Sauvignon Blanc fan?
Yes.
So you'd rather a Sauvignon Blanc or a Riesling
Did
to a Chardonnay?
Say Sauvignon Blanc?
What I'm saying it the French way.
Okay.
The way French people say it. Sauvignon Blanc.
Perfect.
Sauvignon. That's how the Philadelphia French say it.
That's how I would say it if I was back home in Fargo.
In Fargo.
Minnesota. Okay. Oh my gosh, they're talking about cherry Pepsi in the chat. I can't even.
All right, that's enough. Back to the
news. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
I just want you also to know, though, that when I go late on this show, it's your fault today. Because you were a guest.
Oh, well, do you have a hard out today?
No.
We need you for photos after this.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Somebody told you. Okay. Thanks. I forgot and I wore a Danny O'Dwyer shirt, so whatever.
It's fine. Nobody knows what NoClip is.
A few thousand people do. It's doing really well. It's really well on Patreon. The videos, like fucking, all the videos outpace everything Kind of Funny puts up.
Well, he's good at what he does. Kev, bring this next news story up. This, I wanted to read for you because it actually gave me a little perspective on something that I had not thought about in a while. Apparently, there's a new Doom movie in
fine
the
works.
Now, interestingly enough, I love the way this starts off, and it blew my mind when I read this. This is over on Bloody Disgusting. This reads, if it were announced today, a feature film adaptation of Doom video game franchise starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson probably would be a huge source of excitement. That's 100% true. I forgot The Rock was in the original Doom.
How did you forget this?
Because it was a fucking terrible movie.
But did you not see
starring Carl Urban, not The Rock. It was like The Rock and Carl Urban.
Did you not see the tweets from last week?
Oh, I know he was talking shit about it.
Yeah,
right?
Doom just responded, Dwayne. Dwayne.
It is fascinating to think, though, if they could have gotten The Rock for this, how much bigger of a film it would have been. The actress who has been cast in this has tweeted out that she's excited for the movie and there's going to be some cool directors. I don't know if she's spoiling it or not, but I guess there's another Doom movie in the works. But man, that last one was bad.
Everyone saw it.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
I remember it got props for it right at the end. It went first person.
Yeah.
People like that.
And it was like, yeah. It was weird. I'm just saying. If Dwayne The Rock Johnson's not recast as his original character in this, and this isn't a prequel, I'll be pissed off.
Okay. That's fair, I guess. That's one way to do it. Did you see this other thing Rock put out today?
What?
He's just fucking killing it, being the best human being on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it wrong, so I won't say it all. But some school... he's going to Nick Scarpino.
Dope.
Anyways, The Rock surprised a high school student coming over the PA and announcing that he was renting out the theater for her to go with all of her friends and whoever she wanted to take. So he's renting out a theater for her to go watch Rampage and Colorado.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think that somehow ended up with everyone hating her because she didn't pick them?
She has 249 seats or something ridiculous, and
it's like half the high school.
Now, I'll tell you where you're wrong right now, Kevin. Now, Kevin, show it to everybody. Show it up.
Yeah, clearly it's not the real account. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would think if you're looking for the real Rock account, you might put in The Rock, but that's just me jumping to conclusions. Maybe not handle? Dwayne Zero Johnson.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
Although, surprisingly, Dwayne Zero Johnson has 349,000 followers.
People love The Rock, you know what I mean?
Dwayne Zero Johnson, 103 million. That seems
more realistic.
A little bit more realistic. How do we do this?
You don't even need to show up, but this is,
Let's watch it.
It's really quiet.
Can we have fun?
No. Minnesota.
Can we have fun
it's
on the
really
show?
It's really quiet. We can't. There's no more fun on the show.
Oh, my God. I hate that you guys hate fun now. Kevin, you still love fun, right?
Yep, I love fun.
Yeah, he sounds like he's really fucking love fun over there.
Well, he's tired. We went and saw Super Troopers last night. It was real late, and we had some snacks, and we watched it, and both Kevin and I laughed.
It was late?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys left here early.
Well, it was 8 o'clock.
Well, yeah,
it 8 was o'clock 8 o'clock. I did a mic and then came over, and then we were like, Tim, we'll tell the story a little bit, but Tim and Kevin got there super early because they were worried the theater would be packed. I walked in.
No, we did not.
Us.
No, Nick.
Only us in the theater.
We didn't get there early because we were worried it was packed. We just didn't want to go home because then we wouldn't want to leave.
They also had to get there early to use the movie pass.
We went there, got
dinner. Of course,
they
had to use that movie pass.
They had to use that movie pass.
Although, to support a movie that probably didn't deserve their money.
Well.
Absolutely deserved it.
He said he didn't like it.
Here's the deal about this.
He said he didn't like it?
This is topic of the show. This is topic of the show. I'll stay out of it. I'm staying out of it.
You stay out of this.
When you get to topic of the show, you'll
Okay, let's go one more news story, and then we will get to topic of the show. Kev, bring this one up. This is from IGN.com. If you guys watched the Deadpool 2 trailer yesterday, the final Deadpool 2 trailer, you saw
Deadpool
one of
two.
Deadpool 2. Hey, it's Deadpool 2. There's a new character in the trailer called Peter, who just happens to be the random guy that he brings
awesome.
Along. Peter has a Twitter account, and it is fucking hilarious. Kevin, can you click on that?
Because
his pinned tweet is fucking hilarious.
Hold on.
First off, genius. Spent the afternoon practicing. There it is.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. This is his pinned tweet. You guys see this? No way it's real. For audio listeners, his pinned tweet. You go to his pinned tweet. It's PeterW_1974. This is genius. This is Rob Delaney, I think, is his name. Yeah, it looks like it's a fucking tiger with wings.
I really hope... I was talking to you about genius. It yesterday after you showed
31,000.2 followers.
I really hope they don't kill him immediately. Like, that would also be funny if, like, I just showed up here for that, and they show him parachuting any lanes, like, what? And his head explodes.
Well, the interesting...
I hope he stays the entire thing.
I feel like he might be the one that saves the day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you remember, they had the cab driver in the first one. Mm-hmm. He's in this one as well, so I don't know if those two characters can exist,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's the foil, this guy's, like, the audience member, quote-unquote, who's going along the ride for him, so we'll see what happens here. But from the trailer, I just love that segment when he walks in, and he's like, wait, you don't have any superpowers? He's like, no, I just answered this ad. You're hired. You're in.
You're in.
So fucking good. Kev, before we get to the big story, let's bring this up. Let's just take a look at what's coming out this weekend. Obviously, Super Troopers 2 and Amy Schumer's I Feel Pretty both hitting the streets real hard with a 33% and a 36%.
I hadn't even heard of I Feel Pretty.
The only reason I know about it is because Amy Schumer took a little bit of flack for the theme of the movie.
Which is
body shaming, apparently. Oh. And she's saying, no, it's not body shaming. Go see the movie. It's actually celebrating bodies. But the idea behind the movie is she is Amy Schumer, the way she looks.
Yeah.
She gets hit in the head and starts thinking she's a super thin supermodel and starts having super confidence with it. So you see where people might have a little bit of an opening to be like...
Kind of like Shallow
Hal.
So
you gotta get hit in the head to think you're pretty.
Kind of like Shallow Hal, yeah. Which had a great message, but I think if you just watched the trailer or whatever, the synopsis.
Yeah, my feeling is that if you watch this movie, it's going to ultimately end with her going,
I'm
have
surprised,
confidence in myself.
Amy Schumer's doing another movie. I thought she was on the outs. I thought Hollywood hated her now. She was a joke stealer, a horrible person.
Sometimes. Well, yeah, but, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, we'll see how this one does.
Ooh,
we'll
see. Chapa Quidditch, I gotta see that.
Oh, there it is. What the hell's Kodachrome? Click on that, Kev.
On it.
No, Jason Sudeikis and Scarlet Witch.
No.
Is this a prequel? Do we need to get this in MCU review?
I think this is MCU in review.
Oh, look,
I think.
It's Netflix too.
Is that on Netflix?
Oh, it says April 20th, Netflix.
Well, there you go. Perfect. No reason to see that in the theaters, Netflix.
Ed Harris? I'm in. I don't know what this movie is, but I'm in. You got a cast right there. I love Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, let's play. You want to play the trailer, Kev?
Nah.
All right. Cool.
Fine, Kev, yeah.
Well, thanks for that, Kev. Let's segue over to the Super Troopers 2 review right now. This is the big topic.
Hit the graphic.
Kevin, hit the big graphic. Big topic.
I hate you guys.
What?
Because now we can run graphics.
I know, I'm excited.
No one's made them.
I'm just practicing
also,
for when
earlier,
we do make
earlier
them.
Earlier today, it was really funny when we started, you were like, oh, there's a big change. It's like, well, they don't see it. They have no idea.
They do because I came out of the graphic not looking like I was lost in space.
True, too.
Like I normally do. We're all like, are we? Yesterday, when we're still ironing out of the kinks, and I don't want to talk badly about producer Kevin over here.
No.
But yesterday, he goes, I said, just point at me because I can't see. He's like, I'll point at you when it's ready, right?
I don't know when it
is. And he goes and he does that 3/4 point, pulls it back. Had to go to the first base fucking to see whether or not I was supposed to start there or not.
Yeah.
Scratches his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Then points at me again real hurriedly. Right, and I'm like, I've already missed the cue. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
that's
sure,
not how
sure.
it works. Give me a 3, 2, 1, you're good.
And then we had a good one.
I don't know how long this lasts.
There's no timer on it.
There was a great one for Games Daily in the last week. I forget when. But, maybe, and I'm talking about like including last week.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Where it was Cool Greg was going to do the point. And what Cool Greg did was he's behind the cameras ready to point for me, but he was like this, and he's like looking at Kevin, and he just kept getting higher. And I was like, what's happening? what is the real point? And then finally, like,
oh,
I was like
God,
whoa, all right.
I love it. I love it so much.
Do you need me to get Tim for this review?
Yeah, Tim!
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 Louder.
Tim! Did Andy go?
What's that?
Did Andy go?
No. It was just me, Kevin, Tim.
Oh, God. I'm glad somebody here respects their time.
Yeah, well.
Dude, why? I love Super Troopers.
I backed
Super
Troopers.
Don't start this respect your time.
So,
excited as fuck for this movie.
Whoa! Big Sriracha bottle over there. Got some hot sauce.
You like that? I
spent $13.50 on this ticket, plus a $1.50 courtesy fee, or whatever they call that thing. So it was $15 to get the ticket on Fandango, and I backed the movie for $10. I put 25 of my hard-earned dollars into this movie. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as Tim gets his fucking bitch ass up off the seat, call him. Can you call him?
I'll call him.
It's like, it's one of those things like, if only the one guy in the room who's not tethered to a mic could get up and go get the person.
Don't.
He never answers his phone.
He's got a watch.
None of you ever answer your fucking phone.
It's true, too.
No, none of you ever answer.
I always answer my phone.
You answer your text.
You ignore all your texts.
I answer my phone immediately.
I answer my text immediately.
Ignore everything.
You guys slack on the 15 Slack channels because you think it's funny.
Slack. No,
it's a good way to communicate.
I ignore those.
I'm calling you, Tim.
I know.
See, you didn't answer.
Got on my watch.
Oh my God, he almost hit his head on the light. All right, do you want to trade out with him?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's a little light.
There you go.
Can you do this for
me? Sure. I'm just going to put it on you like this.
Are you doing the Andy thing?
Yeah, just put it on.
The blocking?
Andy. What's up?
Nothing.
Talk about the movie. Should we go? Should we do?
Here.
Okay.
Can you get me a coffee?
Sure. You want anything in it?
No. Just
put it. Can you put a LaCroix? Can you pour some LaCroix into his coffee?
I wonder how that would taste.
It's gross. It would taste disgusting. Yes, it would be disgusting.
There's
it looks
a place
gross.
Home that...
It should stop.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's not that bad.
Okay. All right.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. I wish that there was another camera that people could just see.
It's so difficult to do this show sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break it down for you.
Yeah, break it down.
I try to keep it on the rails. And it just, there's so many disruptions all the time.
Mm-hmm. There was almost another camera.
It's okay. I watched your little housekeeping intro thing from back there.
We're getting it. I think it
was 90% there.
We did it in rehearsals.
I've solved. Yeah, and then Nick totally changed it. He was like, "This is how I'm gonna do it," and then went totally.
That was there was like a black flash at the front.
Yeah,
I've sure
since
you figured it out.
I've since solved it.
We have
since
solved it. On
we
the
did
job,
that.
Was
that that did not happen in rehearsals. But Kev, just as a spoiler, I will do it differently every time. But
absolutely.
All you have to do is wait for me to stop talking after I say the word housekeeping.
Okay, all right. Now you're gonna make it seem like it's.
That's
simple.
All you gotta do. Like hey, everyone, it's housekeeping time, and then you roll the graphic. That's it's not.
Graphic.
We're not trying to launch a Falcon fucking rocket into space here. We're just trying to roll a graphic.
Do you know why? Do you know why every time they launch the Falcon,
Windows
it goes?
Media player
because they figure out
IGN
a Windows system that works.
Player. Damn,
and they follow it perfectly.
It's a poll.
You know what I mean? Like we'd have like one Talk shitty VLC.
I don't even think Windows Media Player exists.
Greg, you're
anymore.
Not on the show anymore. Exit the room. Exit
There's a lot of talking.
The room.
There's a lot of water over here.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about Super Troopers. So here's the deal.
Yes, we are.
Do you want to, should we do spoiler-free discussion?
For Super Troopers? Like,
I feel like people, it's the movie comes out.
I mean, also, like, spoiled jokes.
Yeah. I mean, you can't spoil it, in my opinion.
All right,
yeah.
We're going to go spoilery in that. Like this, we will say details about this movie that you probably
details,
don't
want. Details, sure. Plot is fine, because that doesn't matter. But don't spoil jokes.
I don't know if I remember any of the jokes worth of spoiling.
Really?
Dude. There's a couple. Most of the moments that I thought were really funny weren't jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It was just moments.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I laughed out loud during the part where he locks himself in the porta-potty.
Is he doing the exact thing that you asked him not to do? Is he doing the exact thing?
All right, let's go around the table. Let's go around. Cab Dog, what did you think of Super Troopers 2?
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. What's the movie, hashtag movie pass?
You want me to read the review?
Yeah, give me the review.
You want me to read it?
Give me a second. Go to Tim.
Tim, what's your take on Super Troopers?
I loved it.
Yeah?
I understand that it's not the greatest movie of all time. In fact, it's barely a good movie. But did anybody expect anything other from this? My thing is, 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Came out of nowhere, surprised the fuck out of everybody. You're like, wow, this is a really fucking funny
movie. Super Troopers 1 came out
22
of nowhere.
Jump Street.
Yeah.
Come back, like, oh, it's just more.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same thing for
no,
me. Super Troopers 1 came out of nowhere. I'm like, holy shit, this is fucking so funny. This, I feel like they did such a good job of, because here's the problem. No matter what, people are going to go in and it's either going to be like, oh, they just made the same jokes, or, ah, oh, they didn't make the same jokes. Right. They're in a lose-lose situation there. I feel they did a really good job of bringing the jokes, the original jokes, back in a with a twist.
Yeah.
In a way that was like, oh, man, they really put thought into this. The entire idea of them getting back together and, like, the plot, whatever it is, the reason things are happening, I'm like, all right.
That's something that works.
It could have been so much thinner
so
than
much
that.
So much worse.
To me, this has the exact same feeling I felt when I watched Anchorman 2. Where I was like, wow, I really wish they had made this movie a little closer to the first one. And it's just clearly way too loose. And the filmmakers, you could tell they just didn't want it as much. It wasn't as tight. They didn't actually.
Oh, I don't know, man.
If you go back and watch the actual, like, first Super Troopers, not a fucking Academy Award winning movie, but the plot is there from the beginning, middle, and end. And it's treated with slightly more respect than it is here. Well, like, there's an actual real storyline going on. In this one, they're just making fun of that real storyline.
I don't know about that.
Otherwise.
Because, I mean, I watched it last month, and it's like, and it was Gia's first time watching it ever, and it stood up, which shocked me, because I was just
it's
like,
a great movie.
It is. I remember it being good, but it was one of those things where if I rewatch, it's probably not going to be.
We were
it
like
was.
12 when it came
Having
out.
Said that, though, it's not a masterpiece. And I feel like this.
Super Troopers?
The only reason this isn't as good is because it's not first.
I don't think so. This one just is not as tight. The improv to me is all over the fucking place.
All over
to me, the funniest moments of it have nothing to do with the Super Troopers themselves. It's all Will Sasso and the Mounties, who I thought were the funniest parts of the entire film.
You just
like that humor. They were really, really funny.
They were hilarious.
Do you want me to read my review? Or?
Okay, give me the review.
Okay, so I said Super Troopers was fun. If you're a Broken Lizard fan, go and see it now.
I wish you'd
love it. Movie pass, one thumbs up.
Okay.
Thank you. Which in Kevin's scale is the second highest review.
That is the second highest review. There's no half thumb up.
Because it goes.
There's no three quarter
thumbs,
thumb up. Yeah.
One thumb.
It's a little like. Weird, I don't know.
Thinking emoji. Mm-hmm. One thumb down, two thumbs down.
Right. Yes. Right. The thing is this. Maybe I'll put it in terms of other Broken Lizard works. Super Troopers to me is the standout thing. It's the best thing they've ever done. This. I laughed probably the same amount I did at, like, Beer Fest, where I'm like, this is an enjoyable movie.
Beer Fest is good.
Beer Fest is funny.
It's fun. It's not a good movie by any stretch of the imagination.
But it's a really fun movie.
It was entertaining.
Beer Fest?
At moments. Like, there's a part, I'm talking about Super Troopers 2. There are moments that I wish they'd cut, like, maybe 15, like, sped shit up and cut some of the stuff out, because there were just jokes that just were fucking did not work.
I don't know. I was laughing my ass off.
My thing is, we sat there. It was you, me, Gia, and Kevin. And all four of us were laughing out loud throughout the entire thing.
You laughed so hard,
Nick.
No, don't say that.
I laughed out loud maybe five
Ten times.
No, you were laughing.
I laughed hardest at a fucking blooper reel at the end with Will Sasso. That's what
blooper
I actually
reels
laughed
are
out
fucking
loud.
Great.
Look, you guys can judge me based on how much I laughed altogether, but ultimately I walked into that film
God.
And I was like,
and the
this was half
scene,
a film at best.
The post-credit scene was fantastic.
Oh, well,
I also laughed incredibly hard.
And this is the thing that I was a little disappointed with, right?
Yeah.
Is that the reason I like Super Troopers so much is because when they were together and they were talking and like the back and forth and the improv of like there was one moment that I thought was fucking hilarious because it was oddly reminiscent of of the first one. It's that back and forth, it's that dialogue, it's, oh, you remember in the first one where he's like, if someone says shenanigans, you get him, I hit him over the head, and he goes, hey, you guys wanna go to shenanigans? Oh, and he hands him the fucking the butt of the gun. There were some moments like that, I wanted more like that. I felt the improv was, a lot of it felt rushed. I felt like they were delivering their lines way too fast, like they were rusty. And I just think a lot of, like 90% of the jokes didn't hit. The 10% of the jokes that did hit were funny.
For me, I say there was 20% that didn't hit, 80% that did, and there was a lot of them, and 90% of them were dick, fart, or poop jokes.
Yeah. They were great.
And guess what? That's what we fucking came here for.
It is. It is. I mean, this is just, I know, I was expecting hopefully, like, I was expecting Super Troopers 1 again. Actually, I wasn't expecting that. I was hoping for Super Troopers 1 again. What I got was Anchorman 2. I got Ghostbusters 2.
Oh,
I got
God.
A
this
sequel
is so
that is
much
not
better than Anchorman 2.
Dude. Cry or away Ghostbusters.
From... What's that?
Wait. Nothing.
Okay. Cool.
Anchorman 2, it was really bad.
Yeah.
I really
remember
think...
the bus scene in Anchorman 2?
Yeah.
This had a bus scene, and it was bad.
No, this bus scene, I like this bus scene.
That you didn't know. You guys didn't laugh once during the bus scene.
I laughed, it went on too long, and I laughed the entire time.
Well, that's true. He did laugh
the entire time.
Kevin laughs at everything.
No,
I
don't,
maybe one time during the bus scene, and then you and I looked at each other, and I distinctly remember going, this is a bad movie. And you're like, yep, this is a bad movie.
We were there, man. But that's the thing. It's like, you wanted to not like it. I guarantee
it, man. I did
not
want to not like it.
Let me make this clear. Let me make this clear.
I gave him $25
for this movie. It's no game night. It's no game night.
Well, very few things are that bad. Very few things are that bad. Andy.
Didn't Tim like game night?
He did.
Loved it.
I couldn't get through it. I didn't like it.
I want to roll a graphic every time Nick flip-flops on something.
I have not flip-flopped
on that. You didn't flip-flop on this.
I have said from the beginning, I walked out of game night because I thought the improv in that movie was so terrible.
Oh, no, I'm talking about this movie. This.
Super Troopers?
He's
against it. Sounds
like
you're saying you laughed way less than everybody else is saying you laughed.
Okay, well, first off, nobody put a fucking camera on me to see how much I laughed, A. And B, I said I liked the movie. I laughed at the movie. It's just a bad movie.
Get a little defensive here. I don't know. It's...
Well, because you just walked in.
Andy, fuck off.
And you're not fucking paying attention to what's going on. So what I need you to do is leave the room.
Get a little defensive.
Andy, pull back. Get out of here.
I don't want
to. Go away, Andy. You don't have a microphone. Go away. Get. Shoot.
Psst. Hey. Hey.
Get off the
plane.
Get out.
Hey.
All right. That's it for the review, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go into some tips.
Everybody, go watch this fucking movie so we get more Broken Lizard movies.
Oh, my God, please, yeah. We want more.
We're not getting more Broken Lizard movies after this.
It's been so long.
Fuck no. There was like 10 people in the theater last night.
No, dude, it beat I Feel Pretty last night.
Hell yeah.
I think they're both going to tank this weekend. Let's put it that way.
They are for sure both going to tank.
So is this stupid? I was running around fighting with our printer as usual.
Sure.
Stupid fun movie? Like,
absolutely.
Is it like Daddy's Home 2?
No.
No.
Is it like Dirty Grandpa?
I mean, it's an Anchorman. It's an Anchorman movie. It feels exactly like Anchorman 2. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
It feels like Super Troopers, but like if they were like, make a sequel now, but they
make a sequel now.
So it's not as much heart, but I think it was still good.
Jacob Solo has given us our first tip and said, Sunday is Earth Day. Our podcast, Sounds Good Podcast, is launching a hashtag Stop Sucking challenge to lower the use of plastic straws. We'd love if you participated. P.S. We are sending you reusable straws. Appreciate that, Jacob Solo. Soul Porpoise says, this hashtag fun clip makes me laugh an unreasonable amount. Hope it hits y'all the same way. Could be a solid, kind of funny morning show intro. Needs audio. Kevin, we'll take a look at that. Logan Ferry has given us a very nice tip and said, convinced my group of friends who have no idea what KF is to go to prom. See you guys there. Use this to buy something nice for Andy, for me, please, and thank you. Sick no clip shirt, Greg, says PS Wii 2008, but he didn't give us enough cheers for that, so take that back.
I didn't hear you. What was that? Not enough cheers.
Docky Zero says, happy 420, y'all. Nick, any plans on coming back to Denmark? Bring Kevin next time. No, probably won't come back to Denmark anytime soon, but thank you for that. Money Mike 04 says, let's get high on life. Blaze it up, 420.
Is 420 still a big deal now that weed's legal?
Yeah, it's always going to be
a big
deal.
Was it ever really
a
big deal?
It's for a lot of pot smokers.
It used to be a bigger deal.
I think that's like when we were like you were in college.
Mm.
And like it's still a big deal
when
I'm
we
sure
were
in
kids.
College.
Yeah. I guess weed's not legal everywhere yet, right?
Yeah. But I mean even then it being legal just means it's more accessible and a day to celebrate together is a day to celebrate together, you know?
I guess. That's true. I love celebrating together.
Zarel 330 says, hey guys, off from work for my 8-year anniversary with my wife. 1-year wedding anniversary is on Sunday. Can you give some sweet, nasty love and a butthole to us, Nick and Ashley? Love what you guys do. Keep fucking that chicken. Butthole. There you go.
Oh, Nathan there it Ashley. Is. You
there
got it,
it is. TobyBlue227 says, can you please confirm that there's only one Arsene Wenger? I don't know what that means.
I don't know who that is.
All right, well, there you go. Means. We cannot confirm or deny
I cannot
deny that.
Confirm or deny Arsene Wenger's ability to be an arson.
Alex383 says, hey, all, today is my birthday, and I plan on spending it by doing nothing but drinking Diet Coke, playing God of War, and watching Kind of Funny content. P.S., that Fortnite party mode was awesome. That was
Fortnite was great. Patreon.com/KindofFunnyGames. You can watch it right now. Great party mode for just a buck. Also, remember that you shouldn't be watching anything else while you play God of War. God of War is fantastic.
Next
Give
your
full attention to it. What was that, Kev?
Next week's party mode is probably going to be some of the best stuff we've
Which one's made. Next week's?
I think it's the...
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty... I mean, we could call him and ask.
Andy! That's who you want to call, right?
Yeah.
What's next week's party mode?
Is next... Yeah, what's...
Halo, Fuck.
Damn it! Fucking shit.
How...
Maybe the footage got lost.
How many more before the Bash Bros show up and show you a thing or two, huh? How many times before the Bash Bros show up and show you how it's supposed to be?
Stupid fucking face.
You were on my team.
All we needed to know was, you know, who's going to go rogue. You don't know who's going to go rogue. Going rogue is a big part of Rainbow Six.
I wrote a comment on the YouTube channel that I think the comment got run over. I think, like, the hard drive Kevin's got run over by my car and thrown in the ocean.
Yeah, he's just really trying to make contact there.
He's so annoying.
Hoglicious Rex says, getting ready to play some God of War. Gave us some cheers. Arvel Cry Knight says, I'm taking the number one bit giver position back. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Alex383 is giving us some more cheers. Nope. We got some cheers from people, but they're not 500, so we won't read them. Gamer Jumper X says, you're all crazy. It's been scientifically proven that real sugar tastes way better than corn syrup. Only Pepsi has a variety with real stuff. Sponsored ad by Aaron Trahan.
Hasn't been proven.
Nah, I don't know if
Get
that's true
here,
or not. Alvo Cry Knight said, shout out to Mr. Yasman300, one of the greatest dudes in this chat. NeoBits Live has given us 500 cheers, but with no comment. And I think I missed a tip yesterday, so I'm going to go back and take
a quick look.
Well,
do you want me to do this quick video really quick?
It is.
Is it funny?
Sure.
I don't know. I can't tell without
audio.
All right,
audio, let's see. We got a perfect day clip here.
It's 12 seconds, which is the kind of clips.
It looks like it involves a cheeseburger. I'm pretty stoked about that.
Get ready?
Yeah. I dig it.
Because
what they're doing is playing off like when a montage in a movie begins and like a Disney thing where she's like, a woman's all happy and her hair blows back and she's just like rocking it and it was a cheeseburger instead.
I wish that had just fallen off the window and like
that's how they did.
I could have gone for a big punch at the end. Punch at the end.
There you
go. Get it.
All right. P.S. I love this best friend, XOXO, is your opportunity to shout out someone in our community you think is doing a great job. Go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill out that form, just like Anthony did. Anthony T. is shouting out DiGiorno Pizza. Says, hey guys, long time, first time. I chose to break my silence in order to reach out and congratulate and thank DiGiorno for the tremendous performance during the Kind of Funny tournament. Their unbelievable positivity and level of engagement in the tournament completely made the tournament for me, and I would imagine that the same could be said for many others. Even in defeat, they demonstrate such a spectacular attitude, and I think we could all learn from their incredible graciousness in the face of defeat. I'm not kidding when I say that I will never buy another kind of frozen pizza again. Thank you, DiGiorno, for making the tournament a far more enjoyable experience, and thank you for your day-to-day engagement and positivity. Truly awesome.
DiGiorno, fantastic. On Monday, when this is all said and done, when we crown the champion, whether it be Barb, whether it be Elise, we'll crown an MVP as well. And I imagine the MVP will be DiGiorno.
I feel like it's going to be, even though they're losers.
They were insane. What?
What? Ladies and gentlemen, each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we reach into the grab bag and give away a game to one lucky winner. Before we do that, this episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by MeUndies. You've heard us talk about MeUndies a lot. I'm not going to kill you with the spiel. Greg loves it. Tim loves it. Jack Patillo showed me all of himself with that. And that's great. That's not an exclusive print. Let me tell you something right now. Every month, they do have exclusive prints, and they will deliver those right to your door in a fun bag. They have adventurous prints and designs, all limited edition, and new patterns are released every few weeks on a rolling basis. Tell you what, when I go to the gym, hate wearing the same underwear, but I'm in there. Don't like looking alike.
I bet a lot of tidy whities in that place.
A lot of tidy whities. Hate
Gross.
It. What I want is something that pops, so people know I'm serious when I'm doing squats. Mm-hmm. 100% satisfaction guarantee. MeUndies guarantee you will love their undies or your money back. Right now, they got a great offer for the listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 20% off and free shipping. MeUndies is so sure you'll love their underwear, they offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love their first pair, you get a full refund. This is a no-brainer. Get 20% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get your 20% off the first pair, free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That is MeUndies.com/morning. You will not. You'll have a good time. I was like, congratulations to Kali Loki from Twitch. You have won Nippon Marathon on PC. There you go. Let's go into the old 3-3, and then we'll round out this week the right way with some La Lunch.
What are you doing?
Mr. Yasman 300 says, kind of funny games in honor of 420. Can Kevin Bongo at Andy Cortez? No. Let's see. Frozen, then reheated Domino's is greater than actual pizza. I think frozen, then reheated Domino's is still pizza.
You freeze the Domino's and then reheat it?
I don't believe that technology exists.
I don't know what I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't do that. Do you save a lot of food? Do you defrost and freeze a lot of food?
No, I don't ever.
Jen obsessed with it.
Does she?
Yeah.
She doesn't like to waste the food.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just like, I can't deal with it. I don't know how to defrost stuff. I don't like defrosting stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want it to have that weird freezer taste.
I'm always worried that, because I cook a lot of meat, I'm always worried that the freezing / thawing out process will fuck my stomach up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't do it. What I do is I'll cook on Sunday and then cook again on Wednesday, and those will be my protein for the rest of the week.
Sure.
That's how I like to roll. Let's see. Nick, where do you stand on the movie Idiocracy? I think it's genius, and everyone should watch it. Nick, your name update, says Ignacio Rojas. Haven't watched it yet. It's in my backpack, but I'll probably play God of War all weekend.
Hell yeah!
That's what's going to happen. Nick, what is the most underrated curse word? Mine is horse shit. That's a great curse word. Actually, fogey. Two words there, though. Fogey?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He's just trying to get Fogey to take off. Don't gauge.
Well, he's just pissed I got Milkman to take off.
Did you?
No. Do we get anything to take off here for more than a week? Never. Nick,
horse wrestling.
Nick's taste holds up 100%. It says Panzer G2. Let's see. Going to sub-only mode.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. You don't do that?
No. I figured out how to do it now. Before it was fun because I'd do this in the chat. Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, that's still great.
And then Zyger would be like, Nick, you nailed it. And then he'd put us in the sub-only mode. But you know, the show has to keep going. We got shit we got to do today. Okay. We got shit we got to do today.
Yeah, today's an easy day.
Well.
For a change.
There you go. Good job, Nick, says Matt A. Plains. Guys, did you hear that Westworld Season 3 won't debut until 2020? No.
I'm not surprised. Remember when Westworld Season 1 ended? They're like, we're not coming back until 2018. And I was like, holy shit, that feels like a long way away. Well, and here we are. Comes out Sunday.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies.
That's just the way it goes.
When you're having fun.
Let's see. Chad lost it longer than a week. Yeah, and then Greg ripped its head off.
No, I didn't.
Who killed Chad?
I mean, Andy killed him in Kind of Funny Life 3, technically.
Andy.
What happened?
Nick's still in a bad mood, says the Jew Ninja. Yeah, I am. Let's see. Why does HBO hate us? I don't think they hate us. I think they give us really good content. It just takes a long time to make a show like Westworld.
Yeah, well, I would let them go, right? Don't you want them to sit there and take their time? Make it good?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they got Game of Thrones ain't coming back till 2023 or whatever the fuck that's coming back. So
is that how far it is? I don't know.
I think it's next year.
They haven't announced
it yet. I think it's 2019.
Yeah. And they're doing fewer episodes every season now, right?
What's the last season, too? Or are you guys talking about the robots?
Wait, what are we talking about?
I thought you were talking about Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah. When is it coming back?
They haven't announced yet, but I mean, people are assuming it's next year and they're begging for it, which is really hoping.
Okay. Lexi Gunner says, Nick, did you find my tip from yesterday? No, Muxy won't let me go back that far. So just why don't you put it in the comments here and I'll read it. Please, if you don't mind. Let's see, the last half of season of Game of Thrones. Oh, right. Did they split it into two? Is that what it was? There it is. Lexi Gunner gave us a tip from yesterday and says, can we get a 420 Blaze in God of War stream on Friday with Labo making on the side, Greg Gerling laced steak in the background with Snoop Dogg is playing?
You know, Lexi Gunner, you know how to plan a stream. But I don't think any of that can happen. Yeah. I almost streamed God of War yesterday for the afternoon, but it was just like, yeah, the embargo's up now.
Cool.
But the problem is that just looking at my screen would spoil stuff, and I don't want to do that. I don't want anybody getting anything spoiled.
Very cool. Let's take a couple more comments, and then we'll round this
up. Mystery Asman 300 says, Greg, when do you think SIE, Sony, will announce the date, location, and ticket price, I assume for PSX, and do you and the boys plan to be there? I imagine you won't hear anything about PSX until November, October. That's how long they took last time. They like to let that thing cook for a long time. And I imagine we'll be there, but who knows?
There you go. Let's see. One more. There was a very important comment here. Let me see. Nick, says, B-Days Gamer says, Nick, my husband wants to grow out his beard way too much. Tell him no. He'll listen to you.
Do it. Do
it's
it.
It's fun. Once you grow up, but the problem is, once you grow it out, you're not going to want to get rid of it. I've had this thing for 6 years.
Look at me.
So.
I did it as a joke. I did it as a lark. Let's see what it looks like, and I look too good with it now.
I went back in my picture stream on my phone.
Yeah.
And scrolled all the way back, started to see that this was the beard from thickness, went back 5 years, started to see it thinning, and then back to stubble. Mm. It was cool. It's like that shot in Doctor Strange where he's like, it's the apple. My face is the apple.
You should put that together as a video, put it out. A little social media content for you, you know what I mean?
Well, for the longest time, I was actually saving all of the, every time I'd hit a milestone on Twitter, thinking I was gonna make a slideshow of that, like a little quick, like, blah, 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 and then I just realized I could just do that in After Effects.
Oh, what, like your subscriber count?
Yeah, like when it hit 69K, I still have this. Bah, there it is right there. Bah, 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 bah. Then I was like, whatever. Be mature, for Christ's sake.
No, that's not. That's not how this works. That's not how this
69,
works.
69, it's just a number and a sexual position.
It is. That is true.
All right. That's it for today's morning show, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday. Stick around right now. I assume you and Andrea are on
Games Daily. Yeah.
And that's going to be super, super fun. Everyone, have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday, 11 a.m. with, I believe, Tim. Go see Super Troopers. I think it's worth it.
More importantly, you'll be back with the finale of the Kind of Funny first annual best friend of the show, March Madness, into April.
That is
could have been Mayhem. Stupid, dumb Twitter tournament 2018.
Great.
We'll have the finale there. We'll have a trophy, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Forget what the plan was for that. We'll have an MVP. Cool Greg will be there with champagne.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Well, we'll see you there. I'm Robert Downey Jr. I'm Iron Man. Bye.